Hello, dear Madrons. This is Priestess Kat Lupton. And today, for this season of Yule and deep midwinter, I'm reading to you from Sharon Blackie's wonderful book, Hagitude, about that old wild woman that we celebrate in the depths of winter, the Kaliak. In a remote glen in the Scottish Highlands, one of the few which are inaccessible by car, lies a unique and hidden treasure. Glen Kaliki is home to a little-known shrine to a pre-Christian deity and to the remnants of a tradition of honouring it, which folklorists believe dates back centuries. Rising up organically out of the peat, as all such temples of the people would once have done, is the House of the Kaliak, the archetypal old woman of Scottish and Irish mythology. In neither Celtic literature nor the folk narrative tradition does there exist a myth which specifically explains the creation of the universe. But in the folklore of Ireland and Scotland, and to a lesser degree the Isle of Man, there are many references to the Kaliak, who give shape to the land throughout all its ages. Her stories are strung out across these Gaelic-speaking countries like the necklace of rough granite boulders, which one old tale says she wore. Although the word Kaliak in modern Scottish and Irish Gaelic simply means old woman, it is believed to derive from the Latin pallium, meaning veil. The Kaliak, then, is the veiled one, the veiled old woman, the hidden one, the keeper of the mysteries. The truth is, we don't know why the idea of a veil became attached to this particular archetypal old woman of the world. What we do know is that stories exist about otherworldly old women who bear several variants of this name throughout the myth and folklore of Ireland, Scotland and the Isle of Man, though it's not always apparent whether they relate to just one very widely travelled Kaliak, or several different Kaliakian scattered throughout the Gaelic lands. In Ireland, the most commonly occurring Kaliak is called the Kaliak Bearer, a name which might or might not relate to her close associations to the Bearer Peninsula in the southwest of the country. In the Isle of Man, she is most often called the Kaliig Ni Gromach, Old Woman of the Gloom, or sometimes Kaliig Ni Gestag, Old Woman of the Spells, and in one old poem, she is referred to as Berry Doan. In Ulster folklore, she is known as Cali Berry, and in some of the folk tales of the Scottish lowlands, she is named Beara, or known as the Gaia Carlin, a terrifying and often malevolent witch figure. In 1927, Eleanor Hull described the Kaliak as one of the ancient goddesses known both in Ireland and Scotland, but unknown in Wales, and therefore probably purely a Gaelic deity. Nevertheless, gigantic old women reminiscent of the Kaliak are known in Welsh language folklore, and they are also known in Brittany. In Irish folklore, the Kaliak is consistently portrayed as an immensely old and powerful goddess. Many of the stories emphasise her great age, and such stories are deeply embedded in the landscape. Their usual setting is wild and rocky places, like the place names which are associated with her and which are usually attached to mountains, or locations in which ancient dolmens and cairns are to be found. More often than not, the stories say that the Kaliak is the creator of these places. For example, one of the most significant sites associated with her is Loch Crew in County Meath. The 904-foot high hill, known as Slieve na Cailíochi, a prominent feature in the landscape, is said to have been constructed by the Caliac, who dropped a stone from her apron to create each of its three peaks. Two of the peaks are covered with tumuli and cairns, and the Hag's Chair is a particularly well-known monument, a large stone with a seat hollowed out in the middle of it, on which the Caliac is said to have sat to look out across a wide expanse of the country. A story from Moycullen, County Galway, tells of the Caliac throwing rocks at another Caliac, eventually burying her under a pile of rocks on the hilltop so that she becomes part of the landscape, which is then said to have been created from this Caliac's body. This and other stories like it show the Caliac bringing about major and lasting changes to the land, and so, mythically, she can be said to represent the ever-shifting forces of a landscape which is still very much in flux. In Scotland, as in Ireland, the Caliac is an important deity. Some traditions say that she was the mother of the gods, and there are many legends of a giant Caliac-like woman throughout mainland Scotland and the islands. As in Ireland, place names associated with such characters abound, such as the burial place of the big women on Tyree. Stories about giant women are common on the Isle of Egg, which is also known as Elian Nam Ban Mora, the island of the big women. Here too, the Caliac is said to be so old that she remembers previous geological ages. In most of the Scottish stories about her, she has a fearsome and decidedly seasonal character. She is associated with the harsh and wild winter half of the year. In some folklore, particularly in the west of Scotland, she appears in conjunction with her sister or alter ego, Bride, or Brigdi, who is a reflection of the Irish goddess Brigid, and who, in contrast to the Caliac, rules over the summer half of the year. The Caliac's close association with the natural world is shown in many folk tales in which she mimics the cycles of death and rebirth in nature. These stories tell of her ability to renew herself, becoming young again after she has grown very old. In one story, the Caliac rejuvenates herself every 100 years by bathing in the waters of Loch Bar on the Isle of Mull at Beltane, before the sun has risen and before a bird has sung or a dog barked. Several old Scottish stories depict the Caliac as a guardian of the natural world's balance, especially when it comes to the need to protect it against humans. Many other stories tell of the Caliac's close affinity with the animal world, whether domestic or wild. In one story, she scolds a servant boy for setting out to turn hay on what would be a wet day. He asks how she can be so sure of her weather forecast. She tells him that the scald crow and the deer are her reliable advisers. In Scotland, she is said to have had a herd of wild deer that she milked, and she travelled with them through the Highlands. Folklorist J.G. McKay suggested that such stories about the Caliac might have reflected the remnants of an ancient tradition of deer goddesses, noting a plethora of stories about colossal old women who owned, herded and milked deer. These stories, along with others which have her shape-shifting into the form of a crane, offer us images of this archetypal old woman embodying a more than human wisdom. Old women like the Caliac, who are so deeply identified with the earth and its creatures, aren't confined to the Celtic nations. They occur in several countries throughout Europe. To take just one example, there's a strong resemblance between certain characteristics of the Caliac and giantesses in Nordic mythology, and it's been suggested that the earliest Norse settlers brought their tales about giant hags to the Shetland Islands, though later Scottish settlers brought their own versions of the Caliac along with them too, and the two traditions undoubtedly merged together over time. The early Norse giantess, who was variously called the Trollkona, Grilla, Giffer or Gigger, Gear, haunted the Shetland landscape and was a terrifying personification of nature, a chthonic figure, a wild, dangerous deity, a female who, above all, was not to be taken lightly. Stories of the Kaliak and mythic old women like her arise out of a time when the earth was commonly represented as the body of a woman. Caves were thought of as wombs, rivers as veins or the flow of life-giving milk, and hills were seen as breasts. But then, with time, the divine became disembodied, transcendent, and the physical became something to overcome or supersede. But what is interesting to me is that although so many old gods and goddesses vanished from memory after the adoption of Christianity, the Kaliak did not. Her stories, and the stories of gigantic old women like her, are abundant in the landscape and still very much alive. It's the old women who remain here then. It's the grandmothers who endure. This gives me confidence that once upon a time in these islands, elder women were revered and sometimes feared. It's more than time, I think, to make our voices heard again and to stand up for the land that we too embody. Thank you.